while crossing over the causeway to Bahrain, where the people there have taken to the streets in several villages to show their anger at the regime's refusal to hand over the body of a recently killed protester. The protesters demand the burial of Mahmoud Al-Jaziri, who died last Friday, a week after he was shot in the head by security forces. He's among the scores of demonstrators been killed by the regime in 2 years of opposition rallies. Thousands of others have also been detained, including medics, students, and teachers, as well as rights activists. Meanwhile, state media say a court has sentenced rights defender Zainab Al-Khawaja to 3 months in jail on charges of insulting a public employee. Now, she is the daughter of prominent human rights activist Abdul Hadi Al-Khawaja, who is now serving life imprisonment for leading the popular uprising starting in 2011. Well, turning to London now, joined by a member of Bahrain Freedom Movement, Mr. Saeed Shahabi. Mr. Shahabi, good to see you again. Looking at the situation, why do you think that the government is refusing to give this protester's body back to his family?
Thank you very much. It is a clear indication of the regime's inability to comprehend the reality on the ground. The people are there in the streets. They are protesting. Of course, they should be allowed to protest, but the regime has killed several of them recently, and one of them is Mahmoud Al-Jaziri, whose body has not been yet given back to and handed over to the people and to his family. The regime is afraid that the demonstrations that will accompany his burial will be again a flashpoint for major public hostility against the Al-Khalifa dictatorship. And it seeks to stop that happening, because what we saw last week, when the body of another martyr was buried, Hussein Al-Jaziri, a younger boy, who was hit at the same time and shot at the same time as Mahmoud on the 14th of February, we saw that the people in their thousands turned out to his funeral, and it just became a flashpoint against the regime.
Well, Mr. Shahabi, you're saying that, Mr. Shahabi, let me just jump in here, because you're saying that what the regime is thinking is that if they allow give the body back and the burial, then will become a flashpoint of demonstrations. But right now, we're seeing now demonstrations growing every day because they have not given the body. So isn't this basically shooting themselves in the foot, because now the demonstrations are still growing every day?
The demonstrations are there. The regime is trying to stop them. At the same time, it does not want to hand over a body which is riddled with bullets and shotgun wounds, because that would also prove that he has been killed at blank range, especially that this is the first time when you have a full documentary of a crime that had been committed in daylight and captured on video, the killer and the victim on the same shot, and you could see the aggression and the terrorism of the state. And that also is another point why the regime does not want to hand over the body until the feelings it thinks it would subside. I believe that the situation has become more grim because of the delay in handing over the body, and that the next few days will also become very, very hot in terms of political activism as the as the 14th of March approaches, which is the day when the Saudis invaded the country and occupied Bahrain. So there are many events that are going to happen in the next few weeks. With the Formula One in April, the regime wants to ensure that calm has returned, because there is a lot of pressure on Formula One not to hold its race again on the blood of the martyrs in Bahrain. However, the people will continue their activism. They will be in the streets. They will challenge the occupation by the Saudis, and they will call on the world to stop racing on Bahraini's blood.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Saeed Shahabi from the Bahrain Freedom Movement out of London.